Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll give you an update on refugee resettlement in the Chippewa Valley. Where is it at? And where's it going? As we talk to World Relief's Community Engagement Specialist, Jody Jewell. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For more than 45 years, World Relief, the evangelical humanitarian organization, has been working with church leaders to welcome refugee and immigrant neighbors. Since opening their first Wisconsin office in Oshkosh in 2012, World Relief has been partnering with church communities to walk alongside nearly 2,000 new neighbors fleeing violence, famine, and extreme poverty as they find safety and rebuild their lives in Wisconsin. While public policies and presidential administrations may come and go, World Relief's calling remains the same. The need remains, and they say their determination to work tirelessly toward a world where families in vulnerable situations can rebuild full and flourishing lives remains. World Relief says they'll continue to advocate for compassionate policies guided by biblical principles. They say they have a steadfast plan to continue in their mission, but they say it's clear they'll need the support of church partners in the months and years ahead in these uncertain times. They recognize that people may have questions that deserve answers, and so we want to address those on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. As Friday, I spoke with World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell, and I began by asking, the talk had been 75 different refugees coming to the Chippewa Valley. Have we reached that number?
Yeah, we did. So for fiscal year 24, which is October 1st to September 30th, because we're on the federal fiscal year, we were approved to resettle 75 individuals, and we did hit that mark. And then starting again in October, those numbers reset. And so we've been approved for 100 to 125 this fiscal year.
Huh. Okay. And so when we say fiscal year, we're talking from when to when?
From October 1st to September 30th.
Okay. And so where are things at in regard to that right now?
We actually were anticipating some high numbers in the next couple of months, but so far it's been a little bit slow going. Some of the things overseas have been taking a little bit longer to get processed, but and that's not really anything to do on our end. So when we receive word that people are coming, then we will welcome them.
How well would World Relief's Jody Jewell say the 75 refugees who've arrived in the Eau Claire area in the past year are assimilating?
Yeah, I think people are integrating into the community pretty well. I think that we've had several good neighbor teams, which is volunteer teams of 6 to 12 people, usually from a church, but other community groups as well. And they've committed to walking alongside one family for 6 months. And I think overall those have been going really well. They've really been helping the families to get integrated into the community and get to know some people and to find a place where they belong and to be able to manage and make their way through the space.
Before we go much further, though, Jody Jewell says she thinks it's important that we stop and define terms like just who is a refugee.
A refugee is a legal form of immigration, and refugee is an internationally recognized legal status. They are people who have had to flee their home country because of war, violence, or persecution, or a well-founded fear of persecution for one of five reasons, due to their race, their religion, their political opinion, national origin, or membership in a particular social group. And so refugees have fled their home country and have gone to the UNHCR, which is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and they've applied for refugee status. Once they've applied for refugee status, they live in refugee camps, and they go through, if it's determined that they get referred to be resettled in the United States, they go through vetting for the United States, which includes all eight federal agencies. It includes multiple background checks, interviews, biometric screenings, medical screenings. Typically, that process takes 24 to 36 months. And if it's determined that they pass all of those screenings, then they can come to the U.S. at the approval and the welcome of the U.S. government on a plane. And so they've arrived here. They have legal status, and they're able to work from the moment they set foot on U.S. soil, which is different than the process of an asylum seeker and is different than some of the undocumented situations that we've been hearing about.
Jewel says it's important to understand the difference between illegal immigrants and legal refugees.
Everyone has their stories, and we want to see secure borders, and we want to see people treated with dignity. But when it comes to the refugee resettlement program, we have heard campaign promises from President-elect Trump saying that he will suspend all refugee arrivals to the United States on day one.
Jewel says
we don't know if that campaign promise will be acted on, and we will be actively doing what we can to persuade him to sustain at least some refugee resettlement program. But we are also making plans for whatever he may decide to enact.
World Relief's Jody Jewel says
we are committed to serving refugees and other immigrants in partnership with the church, regardless of what happens with the election. It may impact our funding. And there may be some program adjustments. There may be some staffing reductions. We don't know. But we are committed to cultivating welcome and belonging in the communities that we serve. And that's not going to change no matter what happens.
If people wonder what will happen to World Relief nationally and to our local office, I mean, to the best of your ability, you're going to seek to carry on.
Yes, that's right.
What has been the response from the churches of the Chippewa Valley to World Relief over the past year?
Over the past year, churches have been very supportive. I've had some great conversations with both church leaders as well as members of congregations. We, like I've talked about before, we have good neighbor teams, which are church volunteer teams that walk alongside a family for 6 months. And we had 13 good neighbor teams in the last year, and have a couple that are still forming and still getting ready. And that's actually something that we could use more of in the coming couple of months, as we're anticipating high arrivals in the next 2 months. We could really use some help. So if there are any people who are part of churches that would be interested in getting involved, I would love for them to reach out to me. I'm happy to go and speak at churches and talk about the biblical basis of welcoming the stranger, that scripture talks a lot about caring for the vulnerable and welcoming the stranger. And I love talking about that with people. It's one of my passions, is to be able to talk about scripture and to talk to the church. And so if people are interested in that, I would love to have conversations with them.
Jody Jewel says those interested in serving on Good Neighbor teams or having her in to share about World Relief's ministry or to better understand who is my neighbor can contact her at jjewel@wr.org. That's jjewel@wr.org, jjewel@wr.org. Meanwhile, I asked Jody, how can we care for our own congregants or community members who are from immigrant backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I think one of the biggest things that we can do is to show everyday hospitality to people when we come across them on the street. You may or may not know whether they're an immigrant or if they came through World Relief as a refugee or just from some other form of movement. But as you see people around the community, give them a smile, say hi, let them know by your facial expressions that you're welcome, that they're welcome. We can share positive stories that we may have about people that you've welcomed around dinner tables at, if you're on social media, let's keep social media positive and share some positive stories. I think that can be really helpful, to have a simple uplifting story that can counter negative stereotypes. Extending everyday hospitality to people, invite a new friend for coffee, take part in potlucks. It's actually super cool to go to potlucks that have people from different cultures, and you can try a lot of different foods. There's some pretty amazing foods out there that you could try. Providing practical support. We have lots of different volunteer opportunities, even aside from the Good Neighbor teams. That can be a really great way to step into the space. And also, we do encourage people to challenge harmful narratives gently but persistently. When conversations arise around immigration, there is a lot of fear and there is a lot of misinformation. And so we want to make sure that people understand that there is a positive impact of friendships. There's a richness that comes from welcoming others. And so if you're in a situation where misinformation is being spread, consider a gentle but clear response that speaks to the realities of kindness that you can experience in welcoming people.
Jody Jewell gives us a peek behind the curtain into what motivates her to do the work she does with World Relief.
You know, one of my passions and one of the reasons I got into this work is because I see all over Scripture how much Jesus called his people to love and care for the vulnerable, the poor, the widow, the orphan, the stranger. And it breaks my heart when I see Christians not showing love like Christ, when it's so clear all throughout Scripture. So that can be hard, but I've also seen so much beauty in what it looks like when people do reach out and love and care for the vulnerable and for the people around them. And so while sometimes it's a challenge, it's why I do what I do. And I have hope that the Holy Spirit is working in the hearts of his people, and that that we are going to see his church rise up in love and in welcome. And it may look different than what some people think it might look like. It may look different than what I think it looks like. But I do believe that the Spirit is moving and is active. And I believe that God is working in his people. And so I have to cling to that hope, even when it's hard for me to see, because I know that God is good. And I know that his kingdom is on a different plane and on a different level than our kingdom. And his kingdom is so much greater, and his kingdom transcends everything that we could possibly imagine.
Finally, Jody, what can people do as church leaders or influencers now and in the days ahead?
Yeah, I think if it's, we totally understand that people have different political opinions, but we want to encourage people to advocate for policies that align with biblical principles. And one of those is welcoming the stranger. And so we would encourage church leaders and church congregants to reach out to elected officials, express your support of the refugee resettlement and immigration policies that protect the unity of families. If you want to learn more about specific bills, think about the Dignity Act and the Afghan Adjustment Act. Also, if you would like for me to come to your church, I'd be very willing to do that. Prayer is such a big thing. Prayer is so important, and sometimes it's the last thing we go to, but it really should be the first thing that we go to. And so we would encourage people to gather and pray. Pray for our community and the people in our community. Pray for President-elect Trump, that God would guide his cabinet appointments for the coming administration and would guide him in the decisions that he makes. We should always be in prayer for our governmental leaders. We always encourage people to give, invest in World Relief Wisconsin's support of those still adjusting to life in America. There are many that are still arriving and being welcomed over the next few months, and many recent arrivals that still need to be seen and served. Also, again, I'll just put in another plug for serving, for volunteering. We have lots of opportunities to volunteer in a variety of ways, both for individuals and for teams. And it's a great way to get to know somebody who maybe you wouldn't get to know otherwise. And we really believe that volunteering with World Relief and serving refugees is a way of creating mutually transformative relationships where, yes, we help, but we also learn so much. And for many people who are on Good Neighbor teams, it ends up being a lifelong friendship that just starts in that way, but continues for many years to come.
World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, if you'd like to be a part of a Good Neighbor team to help welcome and work with incoming refugees in Eau Claire, or if you'd like to invite Jody in to speak at your church or to a group, you can contact her at jjewell@wr.org. That's jjewell@wr.org. jjewell, J-E-W-E-L-L at wr.org. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.